How the missing site capacity relegates you to. How the missing site capacity relegates you to the lower echelons of society. One of the signs of no site, I found, is the lack of skills. Before you can choose a direction for your professional life, you need to find your portable skills. Skills that you have used in a different context. And then, among those skills, you need to find the ones that you like to use, enjoy using, and use them effectively, leading to success. If you like to write music, enjoy it, but it hasn't led to success. Then writing music is not one of your portable skills that you want to base your life on. If you like to make yourself presentable, pretty, but it hasn't served you in a project that was successful. In case this is your case, you may not want to base your life on it. If you like and enjoy looking dapper but it hasn't served you in a project that became successful, then maybe that is a skill. Dressing dapper should not be the foundation of your life. Are you screwed now? Not necessarily. You may want to learn to do projects and either develop skills, or test your skills. Yeah. But what is a project? And therein lies the mischief, I think. There are several attitudes that are in your way. And all of those hindering you attitudes have one thing in common, the inability to see that it's worth it. Worth the effort. Worth the investment. So ultimately, if you look, you'll see that it is the site capacity that is missing. The ability to foresee the usefulness of the activity. For you. So what do we mean by a project here? Projects ultimately have an end game, a specific and measurable result produced by a deadline. One of my students had a project of passing all her exams to become a registered nurse. She won at that project. Now she is working on the next project, become consciously competent at being a dialysis nurse. She is in the midst of that project. One of my students had a project to graduate from grad school with a degree. He needed to write a thesis that was accepted. He didn't have the site capacity. So he never actually wrote his thesis. Another student wanted to expand her medical practice by adding another specialty to it. She failed at it. She failed at it because she could not see that what got her to having a practice won't take her further. Again, the site capacity was utterly lacking. Yet another student wanted to have a seaside restaurant. She didn't foresee the amount of time owning a restaurant would use up her life. She abandoned it. Again, it was the site capacity that was missing. And a last example, a student wanted to make more money. A lot more. And wanted to do it with something he would enjoy. He envisioned himself as the next Google, celebrated, serving a narrow swath of interest, an ethnicity. He didn't foresee that without having the skills to program, to build, to attract, to be highly visible, seeing how to monetize his efforts, without surrendering his entire life to the project, the distance between his skill level and his outcome was way too big. You cut your teeth on small projects. But unless these small projects have a specific and measurable result in time, they are not projects, they are hobbies. What about hobbies? You can have hobbies, but having a hobby is like walking to prepare for a marathon. It won't prepare you, won't even show you if you'll enjoy the running under time pressure, or not. Now, will the site capacity open up and show you all you need to see immediately? I wish. It is, DNA capacity activation, still belongs to the one rule, the rule of free will. Free will means, you have a choice, minute by minute, what you do, where you put your attention, how you do it, and what you say, aka your attitude. Every minute. Choosing to get the capacity activated is 1 minute. Once it's activated, then what? Unless your actions and attitude show that you need the capacity, it won't seem to work. The sight capacity requires you to look to see. Not hope to see. Not any I hope stuff. One of my students sent me a list of ways she hopes to keep the capacity active. 1. Identifying what portable skills I have. This can help me to see what other kinds of work I could do for a living. 2. Determining criteria for making decisions, looking at what I like and don't like, what I am willing and not willing to do or put up with. 3. Practicing psychic seeing. I used to read tarot cards for both people I know well and for strangers, and it seemed that I was able to provide useful advice/information for them, with some accuracy. I suspect that this may activate the sight capacity as I am looking at images I see and then allow the information to come to me, before interpreting or translating that into words. 4. Distinguishing attitudes and dialogue, either reading posts by people or listening to people talking, in person or in videos. The activities she chose are possible activities to keep the already activated DNA capacity open. But. There is that pesky but. Isn't that but always there? So what is the but? Remember, that unless you are under pressure of winning or losing, your DNA, your free choice won't activate. So if she can commit to one of those, and set a deadline, set a specific and measurable result in some way, she won't have the pressure she needs. So for example, number 4. She could set up that by Labor Day, or accidentally my 76th birthday, she would reach an accuracy of 50% through 30 attempts at identifying the attitude. Not the label, the words. The sentence. So how would she know that she succeeded? 1. She would have had 30 attempts, that is 2 on every workday till Labor Day. But the accuracy, she would need to stay in communication with me, and let me muscle test it for her. It would train her to actually see reality. Reality, not her interpretation or story. That part, seeing reality without the added stuff, could be a project on its own right. You can see what the problem is with number 1. Unless she has at least 7 projects she enjoyed and completed successfully, she doesn't have enough data to know what would work and what wouldn't for a new direction in employment. Another way the site capacity will show itself missing is in the setting up the steps of a project. It is one thing to know the end result. It is another thing to know, accurately, where you start. But creating steps is a funky process. You need to create the steps walking down the steps, not walking up. Walking up you have too many choices, false steps. But walking backwards from the result needs the site capacity. Bummer, eh? Anyway, why did I share this with you? Because I love you. And because I want you to have in life what you want. And for that you need to actually be able to have and use the side capacity. But, as the results have shown, unless you need it, unless you learn how to use it, all 10 aspects of it, or at least a few of the 10, your success will be in question. Can I think of a project that I could suggest to everyone, and it would work? Muscle Test says no. Unless the project would be to create a project, the starting point, the end point, and the steps. Muscletist says that would work. So what I think I may do, haven't committed yet, is create a 5-day mini course on that, a challenge, where people will work, each day, on the step that is next. 5 days. Obviously the challenge will need the site capacity. But more importantly, to actually do their project will need it even more. Is it time to start? Some of you will jump on it, because you never even look to see what is what. So don't. I don't recommend that you start without having the site capacity open. How many of you have the site capacity open? Of the people I have actually worked with, 1. The woman who is now a registered nurse. Why only her? After all, I had 30 people in the validation challenge, and the challenge included the activation of the site DNA capacity. It is because she challenged herself and used the capacity way before she could use it to complete her nursing degree. For 1. She created collages with hundreds of pictures of different being states, curiosity, integrity, interested, joyful, content, body image, flexibility, pattern recognition, etc. How many? About 70. That is a lot of looking. Looking with the intention to seeing. She used her talent for pretty and took it to profound. She kept her sight capacity open, and widened it to see way beyond what regular people see. If you really look. Mental representation, the capacity, is part of the site DNA capacity, a bundle of 10 seeing capacities. So what should you do now, that you know what's missing? In my humble opinion, preparation is the mother of success. Prepare for what? Prepare for the site capacity activation challenge. Pick what you would want to accomplish with it. The aspect of the site you really need. Is it foresight? Is it seeing that it's worth it? Is it building new skills? Is it seeing what the steps are backwards? Look inward. You may see that you need the site capacity even to find what it is you want to accomplish with the site capacity challenge. So if you need it, you can ask for the activation new for 50% off. It may be worth it even though it will turn off. It will. 99% certain. But at least you'll have it to decide what is important to you. Activate your site DNA capacity. Use coupon code for 50% off the first activation. This comes with a weekly coaching/reactivation plan. You can cancel anytime. Just email me, or keep your sales PDF. And do it there. It's okay if you want to cancel the weekly payments. I won't punish you for it. I'll probably see you in the site activation challenge, because I know that you are smart.